It's frustrating, and I'll tell you what. We did not hear from one law enforcement agency in California, including those in Sacramento, about this bill that supported the bill. A letter, a phone call, coming to testify, that's disheartening. And the committee said it's a problem that needs to be addressed. How do you address that? And one of the reasons, we made it a misdemeanor. So if you're a parolee, you're on parole at a state prison, you're a transient, or you're saying you're a transient, we just want to make sure we know where you are with an ankle bracelet. A lot of these parolees aren't meeting terms and conditions of their parole. Anger management classes, they're not taking them. Substance abuse classes, they're not taking them. Parenting classes, they aren't doing anything. And they aren't being held accountable. The public wants that. This never should have happened to Kate. I keep looking at her picture over there. She should be alive today. The system failed her. Parole does a great job, the men and women working the streets. But you know what? CDCR, I put the blame on them and the legislature for allowing this to happen and not addressing it. And that's a big issue. They don't want to hold people accountable. They don't want to do any laws that puts anybody in jail or prison. And think about it. His crimes were assault with a deadly weapon, and that is a nonviolent crime in California. We've got to change that. And I just want to thank the family for being here. It's gut-wrenching to hear their testimony about what went on to their sister, to come down here and testify, and to be told, no, we're not going to vote for your sister to make it safe for other women and children in Sacramento. And that's unfortunate.